and Deb Steffens. Good day, yeah. Just wanted to call it that, Ken. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier with us today. Doug Steffens not with us. Not in attendance. He's not here, not feeling well, under the weather, which rarely happens to Dougie. So this has to be pretty bad. He usually works through most sicknesses when he gets them. But he had a little stomach bug last week, and I think he had a bigger stomach bug last night. So we're sending out good thoughts to the Dougster. Hopefully he might pop in. You never know. He sometimes does. He'll pop back in on us. But if not, Ken and I are holding down the fort. Roberta Fasinelli, by the way, our Queen of Sheep, who's been out, gosh, for the good part of the month of January. I think I've heard a rumor, Ken. I've heard the rumblings. I think she might be back tomorrow.
Yeah, she sent us all an email with much too much information.
Yeah, she had a stomach thing, too. That? And Roberta doesn't spare you any details. At least Doug will say, I'm just going to bed. It was bad. Roberta will give you the whole straight skinny. Yeah, so she should be back tomorrow with a new and updated Queen of Cheap that you can find on our website, gooddayshow.com or dougsteffens.com. It's cold outside. I don't know if you received the memo, but it is chilly. And the story today is that the South, these are areas of the country that don't get this cold, a little cold, not this cold. The Deep South is going to be in a big old deep freeze today. The Big Easy's now been named the Big Icy, Ken. And Hotlanta is going to be called Hurtlanta because it's really, really cold. The French Quarter, in fact, is even shutting down because it is so cold. And Atlanta, the world's busiest airport, canceling hundreds of flights because of the cold. This is even making the polar vortex look pretty weak. Experts are saying to be careful. Limbs and trees will break off. Power will be out. Mississippi's expecting maybe 4 inches of snow. But the big story, the cold temps and the ice. So if you're out there, bundle up, stay safe. And if you do go on the road, make sure that cell phone is charged up and that you have some supplies in the car, because it's just, it's scary. And people, especially in the South, don't usually have to deal with this kind of stuff. So if you're traveling out and about, just take extra precaution. Give yourself extra time. Also today, Kenny, President Obama is delivering his State of the Union address. Every network will be watching at 6 p.m. Pacific tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. And about this time last year, President Obama had laid out several priorities. And we're going to see what his progress is. How many did he get through Congress? Well, not so many. But that's because Congress has had some issues of their own. Congress has ignored his calls for a new job program, new gun controls, and sweeping immigration reform. And what you'll see tonight is President Obama addressing that issue. I don't think he's going to shy away from it. And he's going to talk maybe about taking a more unilateral approach. He's going to talk about what he can do without Congress, what he won't do without Congress. And we'll see. He's going to try to force some action on the priorities that he wants to pass before his time is up as president, and we'll see what he sets forth. I know some big topics are going to be the minimum wage, which he's already set for federal workers up to $10.10 an hour. That's a done deal already. He'll be trying to encourage Congress to raise the federal minimum wage for everyone from $7.25 to $10 an hour. He's going to be talking about immigration. He'll be talking about Iran. And, of course, everybody will be doing it. I mean, this becomes like a sporting event. You're going to get the post-game wrap-up after the speech. You're going to have three Republicans doing rebuttals to his speech. You'll have everybody. I mean, Sean Hannity was talking to Mitt Romney last night about it. You'll have a lot of people talking about what's being said and dissecting every little bit of what you'll hear from the president tonight. So if you want to chime in on whether or not you're going to be watching, and more importantly about this jump in the minimum wage, you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and let us know what you think. Ken, I know you've been following some comments already. What are some of our friends saying over on our Facebook page?
Well, a lot of people have very strong opinions about the president and the State of the Union, and I don't want to.
None too favorable.
No, they're not, and a lot of it is catty, and a lot of it is the kind of stuff you would expect to hear. Like Helen says, she's not going to be watching tonight. She'll be busy cleaning out her sock drawer.
Okay, that's kind of funny. A little snarky. I like it.
But there are a lot of really angry posts, and I don't want to propagate it by repeating a lot of this, but a lot of people who are, and I know that there's feelings like that on both sides, that a lot of people are angry about what's going on with the president and with both sides in Congress. Mm-hmm. And everybody is just sick of it.
Well,
they're sick of the lies. They're sick of politicians who say they're going to do one thing and do a different thing. And, you know, in this case, it's the president and comments he makes, like, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. Well, no, actually, no,
right.
you can't.
I liked my insurance and it was canceled. Yeah. No, right. And this president is going to have to answer for a lot, especially with Obamacare, because there were a lot of failures when it launched. And it'll be interesting to see if he talks about it, if he touches on it. He's going to be revving people up for these midterm elections because they're going to be coming up this year, and he's going to want to start rallying his troops to keep the Democrats where they are and to maybe pick up a few seats here and there. I think what people are angry about, because there are angry people on both sides,
mm-hmm.
Democrats,
yeah.
Republicans, there are a lot of angry folks. And it seems like, and maybe this is being a little conspiracy theorist on my part, but I feel like this is a distraction from the, and this is a fault of both Republicans and Democrats. This doesn't come from any particular viewpoint that I have. But I feel like this hatred and this blocking and this, all of this stuff, I mean, it's very much a distraction as to, for them to not get anything done or for them to push through more government. I mean, I'd like to see President Obama walk across the aisle and talk to Congress. And I'd like to see the Republicans and Democrats in the House start talking to each other. And the same way in the Senate. I mean, it seems like Harry Reid kind of keeps the Republicans at bay in the Senate, and then John Boehner keeps the Democrats at bay in the House of Representatives. I'd really love, it'd be so refreshing to actually say, hey, you know what? We have another few years here in office. Let's try to figure out what we can do to actually push some moderate ideas through. Maybe it doesn't have to be far left or far right. Maybe just some common sense things that need to happen can actually start making sense. I mean, I know it's a lot to ask, but it seems like that would make people a little happier and take away some of this venom, because you're right. There's a lot of venom being spewed from everyone, Ken.
Yeah, absolutely. Both sides. It's just a mess.
Now, also in the news today, this is an interesting story. Jonathan Farrell's mother, Georgia, he's in North Carolina. There he was. He's passed away now. The mother, Georgia, has gone after a second grand jury to indict the cop who shot her unarmed son. And the word second grand jury is important here because the first grand jury that was approached wouldn't indict the cop. This case involved Officer Randall Carrick of the Charlotte PD, and he fatally shot Jonathan Farrell after a woman, home alone with her one-year-old child, called 911 and reported that someone was trying to break down her front door. That was last September. Farrell was reportedly seeking help after a car crash. You can remember this story. And then the cop found him walking along the side of the road and shot him. The officer was indicted from this grand jury for the second time now on a voluntary manslaughter charge. Last week, the first grand jury had declined to indict this officer. So the prosecutor sent the case back. We'll have more information after that runs through court today. Now, also, oh my gosh, we've got lots of stuff going on. The University of Missouri in trouble because this freshman, Sasha Cure, allegedly was raped by a football player. She was on the swim team, and her parents say that she told a campus nurse and a campus doctor about it, but the school refused to investigate. So they're in some hot water facing these charges. The school says it wasn't told about the suspected attack because one of its policies doesn't allow staffers to report sexual assaults without a victim's consent. So there's a question over whether or not the victim had actually made the report and if they consented to have the kid detained. So the girl committed suicide in 2011, and now, after a piece by ESPN's Outside the Lines, the school has decided to send the case over to the Columbia Police Department for further investigation. So more to follow there. Don't forget to check out our website, DougStephan.com, for a poll on your late-night viewing habits. Who do you like to watch at night? Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Brien, Craig Ferguson, or Arsenio Hall? I'm voting for Jay. Kenny?
Craig Ferguson.
Michael, who do you watch at night?
I like Leno and Conan.
Leno and Conan. All right. Well, cast your vote now. Let us know what you think over on DougStephan.com. It's 16 past the hour on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million-bottle giveaway with free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Try Proactiv with no financial risk by giving us a call at 1-800-667-1924. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv 100% risk-free. Get two free extras plus free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv. You'll receive a 60-day trial 100% risk-free plus two free extras and free shipping. Call 1-800-667-1924. There's no financial risk. Get your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactiv, including two free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-667-1924. That's 1-800-667-1924.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. And for Dougie, who's out sick today, that is Ken Kessler. And Kenny, I have kind of a game habit on online. I don't like to admit it, but I play a little word scramble, little words with friends. Sometimes Angry Birds, not as much as I used to. I've kind of grown out of it. But you just told me that my information could be at risk because of my Angry Birds habit. What's going on?
Well, in the latest release from Edward Snowden, he says that that the NSA and the counterpart to the NSA in England use a lot of these apps, or they can use them to get information from you. And it shouldn't really be that big a surprise because Google is doing that and Apple is doing that. You put one of these apps on your phone for Angry Birds or Words with Friends and you have to put in your information or they just get it from your phone. And the NSA is just doing the same thing, or at least they can do the same thing.
Are they going to know that I'm terrible at Angry Birds?
Well, they are now because they listen to this show.
But you know what? We do sign away our lives with these things. They always have that checkbox, the privacy terms. And come on. Admit it here. We all just click the box. Yes, take our permission. And we give them permission to do this, I'm guessing, in that.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The voice of Pete Seeger, a legend, really. He was a tireless activist, Kenny, who gave voice to the voiceless until the very end, which came today. He passed away from natural causes at 94 years old. His grandson confirmed his passing. And Pete Seeger, and you can tell me a little more, Ken, because I admittedly don't know too much about him, but he's considered the father of folk music. And he inspired legions of the activist singer-songwriter type. He did a lot. That was We Shall Overcome. And he also had probably his second most recognizable song, If I Had a Hammer.
I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I hammer out danger, I hammer out a warning, hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
He also had some of the hits like Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Turn, Turn, Turn. A lot of celebrities taken to Twitter this morning. Michael Moore sang it. Michael Moore, the filmmaker, of course. Pete Seeger, What Can I Say? He said it and sang it and lived it all. Our paths crossed many times and I am better for it. R.I.P. Paula Poundstone said, Pete Seeger sang to me my whole life. Laura Veer said, the key to the future of the world is finding the optimistic stories and letting them be known. Rest in peace, your Pete Seeger. So, Kenny, what do you remember? I mean, how did he have an impact on your life? Because I think I might have just missed him, because I'm guessing he probably had most of these songs released during the 70s, right?
60s, actually.
60s. Okay, so I kind of missed him.
Yeah, and but he was such a huge influence on so many different genres of music, from a lot of 60s folk groups and activist kind of things, Joan Baez, the Kingston Trio back then, all the way up to recently, just a few years ago. Sorry, the Queen of Cheap isn't here for this today, but he did an album with Bruce Springsteen just a few years ago where they celebrated his music, and Bruce and Pete both did a lot of the song we heard earlier, We Shall Overcome, and a lot of Pete's songs.
Interesting. Well, he will be missed. 94 years old. Nice long life, though. When you hear someone passes away at that ripe old age, you just realize, you know, at least he did a lot of living and he got to enjoy a lot of life. So he will be missed, and our prayers go out to his family. Now, also in some celebrity news today, Rosie O'Donnell, she's going back to The View. Mm-hmm. That's right. Rosie, who left The View on bad terms 7 years ago. Can you believe it's been 7 years? Wow. She's going to return to the show on February 7th. Barbara Walters said, quote, I'm happy to welcome her back to the program. She is always a lively and engaging guest and a part of the show's successful history. She was really controversial. She clashed with guests. She had a really bad relationship with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. So it'll be interesting to see how she plays with the new hosts and with Whoopi. And we'll see. Quentin Tarantino also in the news today. He's really mad that a script for what was supposed to be his next film leaked out on the internet. So he announced earlier in the month that he scrapped plans to make the movie The Hateful Eight after the script started circulating around Hollywood, not long after Gawker, the website Gawker, posted a link to the script. Well, now the directors filed a copyright lawsuit against the company, claiming they've made a business of predatory journalism. They refused several requests to take the script down. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Three little words help a lot when you travel.
Hello, please, and thank you.
AARP travel expert Samantha Brown.
Those three words tell someone that, one, you're not from here, because they'll detect your accent, but two, still a kind person who, three, is making an effort.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
The phrase you should never use when approaching someone for help in another language is, do you speak English?
At least not that tone of voice. And we do that because we're fearful. We have to find that bathroom. We don't know where we are, so I understand why that urgency is. Do you speak English?
But when people hear that on the other side, they sense a challenge or a put down. So either way, you have not put that person in the position of helping you. So if you just say, I'm sorry, or lo siento, no español, inglés, that's all you need to know.
I'll put up some links to help you find foreign words fast and pronunciations there, too. It's pretty easy. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a pretty busted mask. Responsive.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Good day, sunshine.
It's 34 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day, sunshine. I'm Jennifer Horn, that's Ken Kessler, Michael Fortier here, Doug Steffen not here. He is out with a touch of the stomach flu. You never know when he might pop in, but he is out. We're holding down the fort for him. And someone who's not having a really good day, although she's still the queen, is the queen. Apparently, her household finances, I'm not sure what that means, but I guess, you know, maybe her grocery money, her, I don't know. Maybe money to buy laundry soap, because I'm sure she does her own clothes. Her household finances are at a historic low. She's got just about $1 million left in reserve. Isn't that interesting? She's now been advised to start taking money-saving tips from the Treasury. This is a report by the Commons Public Accounts Committee. And they found that the Queen's advisors were failing to control her finances while the royal palaces were crumbling. She said her advisors had overspent to such an extent that her reserve fund had fallen, get this, from $35 million in 2001 to just $1 million today. That's nuts. The royal household had made efficiency savings of just 5% over the past 5 years compared with government departments that are cutting their budgets by up to a third. And apparently they have to get a grip before to protect the royal palaces. What happens? I mean, that's the question here. If she runs out of money, what happens?
That's a good question. She's going to need the Queen of Cheap to come back.
I know. Does she start coupon shopping? I mean, could you imagine? That's a great movie waiting to happen. Total Oscar winner. The queen becomes destitute and she has to, you know, get a job or something. It's a reality show, maybe. She should invent like a duck call, like the Duck Dynasty people, and she can amp up her savings account again. But this is kind of sad news because the royals get their money. Obviously, they have money. They've got investment money. The money that they do have is old. But don't they also get a piece of the money from their citizens?
I
don't they get
so?
Like a little
I don't know.
Fee? You don't know the royal trivia. All right, well, your job,
no,
Penny, is to
works.
Look it up. But I think that's the new reality show, The Queen Gets a Job. We'll send her to work at McDonald's for minimum wage, which isn't bad now. President Obama gets his way tonight, $10 an hour. President Obama will have the State of the Union speech tonight. I've been talking about it all morning long. He's going to tackle the federal minimum wage. He'll talk about Iran. He'll talk about immigration. Last year, he made some promises to get some things done at this time, and nothing has come through. So he's going to talk about what he can and can't do with Congress's help, because he's been in a standstill with them. So what, you know, he's taking a unilateral approach and deciding what he can push through without their help. And so we'll see that airs tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's cold outside. Atlanta Airport is closed. The South is in a deep freeze. The French Quarter in New Orleans is even shut down. So be careful if you're out there driving around. Plus, schools are shut down for a second day in Chicago because it's like negative 35 with the wind chill. It's really crazy cold. Now, Ken, you have a story about Pope John Paul II. Of course, he's passed away, but a piece of him, I guess, has been stolen. What are the details here?
Somebody stole a vial of his blood. They don't know who. They don't know why. I didn't even realize that they had. I guess this is a relic, like would be in a museum. But I didn't even realize that they kept vials of.
They do sell. Like, have you ever been to Rome?
I have not.
If you go through some of the museums, they do keep these weird little artifacts, but this relic contained drops of his blood, Pope John Paul II's, and the Italian police now are speculating that the thieves may want it for satanic rites. How creepy is that? The vial was stolen from the Church of San Pietro della Enica, I want to say, in the mountainous Abruzzo. We need Roberta here to give us all the Italian pronunciations. Region in central Italy. So we'll just say central Italy. How about that? On Saturday, Pope John Paul died in 2005. He loved to go skiing, and he spent a lot of time in that area of central Italy. And so they thought, hey, why not have a little museum, a little thing set up? They have the little vial of his blood. He'd want to be left there. But this theft has sparked a major search operation involving sniffing dogs and dozens of police officers. Italian authorities said they believed that theft was commissioned. So there was thieves for hire. They stole the only, that was the only thing they took, and they left behind many other valuables at the church. Only three of John Paul II's relics actually contain his blood, and they are all considered of great religious value, which you can assume. I mean, obviously, it would be difficult to sell the pontiff's blood, obviously, in the black market. Italian police said it's possible that the thieves may plan to use it for satanic rites, and it just interesting what people will steal, and the reasoning behind it, and how do you find a little relic? I mean, if these guys leave no trace, if they're commissioned from somewhere, how do you find a few drops of blood? It's a tough thing. It's something that you could easily hide. It's not like you're stealing jewels where you're trying to get some money for them. I mean, this is something that you can easily get away with once you do the hard part, which is actually getting it out of its home.
I can't even imagine. I mean, I didn't realize that they kept his blood in some of his blood and vials as a relic anyway, but
it's like the equivalent of taking little, you know, pieces, people's ashes, your loved ones. Some people might sprinkle some ashes here and there. They do that quite a bit in Italy with important people, and they have weird stuff left behind. I mean, it's spiritual, I suppose, but he's not the only one whose blood is sprinkled throughout Rome.
Right.
To go and check it out sometime. It's kind of crazy. Now, there's also news today about the plague. I don't know if this is going to make us feel any better. Andrea Metcalf may be able to tell us how to prevent the plague. She's going to be here with us in just a few minutes, giving us fitness and stay healthy tips. But researchers now have linked two of the most devastating pandemics in history. This international team of scientists, they've discovered that two of the most devastating pandemics ever in all of our human history, responsible for killing as much as half of the population in Europe at the time, were caused by strains of the same bacterium. The researchers came out yesterday that the plague of Justinian and the Black Death were caused by distinct strains of the same pathogen and warned that similar pandemics can strike again. Of course, there's always got to be that little bit of fear put in all of us. Both plagues were horrific in terms of numbers. The plague of Justinian struck in the 6th century and is estimated to have killed between 30 and 50 million people. That was half the world's population as it spread across Asia, North Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. And then the Black Death struck about 800 years later, killing an estimated 50 million Europeans between 1347 and 1351 alone, so in a short period of time. Both cases represent between 30 and 50% of the population that were living in Europe at that time. So good news. I guess it can come back and strike us all. I love how they tell you that. They're like, oh, we've got great news. We've found the link to these two terrible plagues. And guess what? It can come back. In fact, they even cite in the story that an Oregon man contracted the plague in 2012 when he tried to take a mouse from the jaws of his cat. I want to leave that there. Yeah.
Great.
Plus, late last year, the bubonic plague was behind more than 30 deaths in Madagascar. So all the more reason to keep your immune system nice and healthy and keep yourself fit and well so that you avoid the plague. Holy moly. All right. Andrea Metcalf, our fitness guru and the author of Naked Fitness, up with us next on Good Day. It's 41 past the hour.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things, because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
Are you one of the nearly 40% who made a resolution that you didn't keep? Shape Magazine's Bahar Taktesian has some advice to get you back on track.
That's right. You want to make small adjustments to your existing routine that will help you form new habits that you can stick to in the long term. And now Tyson Foods actually kicked off a new program featuring their all-natural grilled and ready chicken products with this very premise in mind. It's actually called the Just Add This program. And you basically start with 97% fat-free, fully cooked chicken that has a great grilled taste. And you just add a few ingredients to create a new, better-for-you recipe. Now this is now available in a space-saving bag that fits great in your freezer. So head on over to Facebook.com/grilledandready products and click on the Just Add This tab for tips, prizes, and delicious good for you recipes.
Other tips? Bahar says rallying support from others is key.
People who make healthy changes together are more likely to succeed. So enlist a buddy, because this is a great way to hold you accountable. And that way, when you have a buddy waiting for you at the gym, chances are you're not going to miss that workout.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Grainger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Grainger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is 46 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen out under the weather, but never fear, joining us, the lovely, the talented, our fitness guru, Andrea Metcalf, also the author of Naked Fitness. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. You guys staying warm?
We're trying. Now, you are actually, like, hardcore. You're living in Chicago. So give us the up to the minute, because we've been talking about it all day. Schools are closed in Chicago for the second day in the row because the wind chill factor is, like, negative 35. What's the scoop from up there?
I'm telling you, it is so cold that when you just go out across the street, you can feel it on your face. And my poor little dog, you really do have to have boots for your dog and a sweater in this weather.
Oh, I'm sure you can't take him for a walk. Oh, my gosh. So that brings that brings up a good question, Andrea. How do people work out? Because obviously it would hurt. Can you even run in weather this cold? Wouldn't that kill your lungs?
No, and it's not recommended to go out when it gets below 20 degrees. And I think that's something that most people don't realize. It's just not as healthy for your body. You're not burning the same amount of calories. Your body's really trying to stay warm, insulated. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have on the right gear, then it's even worse. You can become hypothermic. You can have frostbite. And, with, you know, January kind of winding down, we've had a lot of people flooding into the gyms, which is a good thing. But there's been a lot of mistakes I see, especially women making in the gym. And with this going on,
We lost Andrea.
Oh, the cold got her.
I know. I was waiting with bated breath. I wanted to hear about the mistakes people make in the gym. Oh, well, we'll see if we can get her back. But, you know, it is a really good point, Ken. I mean, you really have to find some kind of good exercise routine to get into indoors because, I mean, even when it gets, kind of uncomfortable around 30 or 40 degrees, your lungs hurt when you go outside and you take in all that extra oxygen when you're out walking or running or exerting yourself. You start to, I mean, your body's just doing its best that it can to stay warm. So it's important to find a good routine, I think, at the gym or maybe like home DVDs. Andrea, welcome back. You were saying the mistakes that people make in the gym. What are they? What are some women doing that are hurting them instead of helping?
Well, women tend to get into the cardio a little bit more than men. We feel safe there. Mm-hmm. There's a comfort zone because it's walking and everyone can do it. The mistake we make is we walk too slow. We don't have great posture. We hold on to the rails. And this all takes away from your calorie burn. And you're there to burn calories and get that heart muscle pumping.
Right. So why waste your time if you're not going to burn calories?
That's right. So you got to pick up the pace, get a little breathless, and really challenge yourself. You know, when you're working out, that's really the bottom line.
So if you're on the treadmill, what's a good mile per hour on the treadmill? Where do you want to keep it? Do you want to do an incline? Like, let's just say you're getting started. If you're hitting the gym in January for a New Year's resolution, where do you want to start on a treadmill?
Well, for everyone, it's different. We all have different strength levels and different cardiovascular levels. So that could be anywhere from a 2.5 to a 4.0 miles per hour. The key is to challenge yourself and feel that breathlessness, feel the heart rate go up, and be in that moment where you can say, yeah, I'm working.
Right.
So you can still carry that conversation. And then there's one other mistake women make. Because we're doing that cardio, we sometimes forget to pick up the weights and do resistance training. You need a little bit of education, and you do have to look in the mirror to see that your form is correct. But I think those are the two biggest mistakes.
All right, so we want to make sure that we're not ignoring those weight machines, even if they seem a little intimidating. Ask somebody for help or pick up some free weights and just work on your core, work on your arms and legs so that you're getting a total body workout. And, of course, that muscle helps you burn more fat during the day at rest, right?
You're exactly right, and especially when you're sleeping, more muscle needs more repair. So go out in there and get strong and get lean and be successful.
We're going to do it. Andrea Metcalf, thank you so much. Author of Naked Fitness, it is 50 past the hour on Good Day.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty, and you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
OfficeMax has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
OfficeMax has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
OfficeMax has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business,
You'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the Good Day Show, Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler in for Doug Steffen, and also Chuck Curry. Chuck Curry usually takes us through movie moments, but he is, I guess, also under the weather. Doug's out sick. Chuck Curry's left us. Ken, it's just you and I holding down the fort. That movie player, that song "Plan On Forever" was Dana Glover, by the way, and Mervyn Warren from the movie "The Wedding Planner," which was number one this week at the box office in 2001, way, way, way back. So Ken's going to do his best to fill in for our movie maestro Chuck Curry, but we have our little contest here, our movie moments trivia contest, where we play you three clips from a movie, you identify the movie, and we send you a cool prize. Really easy, really simple. This movie, I don't know if it's going to be so easy, Ken. This one's a little tough, but I have confidence in our Good Day Show fans and friends.
That's right.
Take a listen to clip number one, Movie Moments Trivia. If you can identify this film, give us a call, 888-302-DOUG. Here is clip number one.
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
That's it. All right. This is tough. I'm thinking Chucker would be able to guess this. Ken, you put these together.
Yeah, you would know it.
People are going to know this one. All right, clip number two, Michael.
If you don't get the President of the United States on that phone, you know what's going to happen to you?
What?
You're going to have to answer to the Coca-Cola company.
888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Give us a call if you can identify
that
movie.
It
is the number one movie from this week in 1964. Does that help you out? That's a clue. Number one movie from this week in 1964. Here is clip number three.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
Yeah, that was the number one movie from this week in 1964. Call us. You can identify at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Ken Kessler is movie news up next.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing
light.
Is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good customer. Stay responsive.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowing!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yay!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory? The savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Oh, okay, it is. That's Stephen's good day.
And we're back.
Chuck Curry usually doing movie moments for us, but he is out today, and Ken Kessler is doing his best to fill those big old Chucker shoes. So, Ken, what's going on in movie news?
Well, this is really interesting. Theater owners don't want you spending all your time watching movie trailers. I love this. The National Association of Theater Owners, or NATO...
Yes.
Has issued some guidelines, and these are voluntary, for movie trailers. They want them to be no longer than 2 minutes instead of 2.5 minutes, which is pretty much the industry standard.
Mm-hmm.
And they also don't want the trailers to be shown more than 5 months before a movie comes out. And the guidelines are supposed to take effect October 1st, but they're voluntary, so I don't know if anybody's going to even pay attention to them.
Right, so who cares, right? Give me a break. Oh, my gosh. All right, if we've got our answer to our contest, our Movie Moments contest, let's go to Jessica in Toledo. Jessica, good morning. What is the answer? What's your guess?
Dr. Strangelove.
Ooh, that's a good one. Have you seen the movie?
I actually haven't, but it was quoted... a lot in our house.
Okay, so Mom and Dad saw the movie and quoted it, right?
Definitely.
All right, well, you are correct. You're going to get a swell Doug Steffen prize, and Michael will take your information there. So congratulations to Jessica from Toledo. It is about 58 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. And discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.